Labor unrest at Foxconn, a multinational electronics manufacturing company, has found its way back into the news. Rioting broke out at Foxconn's Taiwan plant in China. Official reports had indicated that the riots were caused by disputes between workers from different provinces in China. Insiders claim that the catalyst was a sexual attack on a female worker by a male security guard that managers and union officers refused to address. The attack and the lack of an appropriate response represented the final straw in what the workers saw as a failure of Foxconn's trade unions to represent their interests. Recall in 2010 the string of suicides of Foxconn workers that led the company to install suicide prevention netting on its buildings and to demand that workers sign agreements not to commit suicide. In addition to the somewhat macabre reaction by Foxconn management, the unrest caused by the suicides led to major concessions from management, increasing workers' salaries by 30%. Also recall the outcry in early 2012 against Apple for its relationship with Foxconn. Labor unrest has been a growing issue in China. August alone saw 24 labor strikes, with 17 occurring in the manufacturing sector. Major worker complaints include low wages and the failure of employers to pay overdue wages. Workers have used social media and viral video to make their plight known and to compel action from local governments as well as overseas managers. Chinese trade unions are run under the auspices of the All China Federation of Trade Unions, or the ACFTU. The ACFTU is an arm of the Communist Party in China, and thus it is essentially an arm of the government itself. While the ACFTU does look after the social welfare of Chinese laborers and address worker safety concerns, it has never engaged in collective bargaining. What we can observe in China is a rising labor movement that, with or without the help of the ACFTU, has increasingly used internet media to propel its movement forward. The current movement in China is reminiscent of the United States' own labor revolution that came as a result of revolutions in the print media. It was not always the case in the United States that workers had the right to form unions. In 1890, the Sherman Antitrust Act was construed to illegitimize unions as illegal conspiracies in restraint of trade. No one can forget the impression that the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire of 1911 had on the American populace of that time, an impression propelled by the widespread publicity that it received from the modern American media. The movement spawned by the widening publicity of worker abuse led to the reforms of the Clayton Antitrust Act in 1914, which specifically stipulated that labor unions did not constitute illegal conspiracies. Then in 1935, the affirmative right of workers to organize into unions was recognized in the National Labor Relations Act, the NLRA. The movement also led to federal law protecting private sector workers by establishing a minimum wage, rights to overtime wages, minimum safety requirements, and protecting workers from employment discrimination. As the progressive era of American politics coincided with the era of modern technology, we may now be seeing that our further progress into the internet era will bring its own social reforms, the likes of which we have seen throughout the Arab world and now into China and its growing labor rights movement. I'm Jay Kaysen.